Oh Lord, you are my dwelling place. In you I will abide. You are my strength. In you I put my trust. And to you I give my life. For you alone. In your secret place are the hidden plans you have for me. All my days I'll fulfill your will. Just let me live in your glory. Yes, you are. Yes.
Mighty God,
you
Whenever I looked, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I'm walking by. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile.
Yeah. Then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. Hollered help, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong wind.
Heard that voice saying,
the storm is over.
See heaven,
see
Somebody just wave your trouble goodbye. Whatever you was worried about, just wave it goodbye. Tell the devil it's home.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. Today's quote will be on the shepherd. And the 23rd Psalms lets us know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I had a friend who called me. We're dealing with this coronavirus. It's really affecting so many people that are far and near to us, close to us, our loved ones, our friends. And I had a friend who contacted me and she told me that her husband had been tested twice and both of his tests came back negative, saying that he did not have the virus, but his health just kept declining and he kept getting sick. So they took him to the ER, and when they got to the ER, the doctor ran tests. He did an x-ray and a CT scan, and they found out that his lungs were covered with the COVID virus. And death casts a frightening shadow over us because we are entirely helpless in his presence. We can struggle with other enemies also, such as pain, suffering, disease, injury, but strength and courage cannot overcome death. It has the final word. Only one person can walk with us through death's dark valley and bring us safely to the other side, the God of life, our shepherd. Because life is uncertain, we should follow this shepherd who offers us eternal confidence. God is our shepherd, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. We have an advocate who will stand for us, fight for us, and who will protect us. We just have to place everything in the hands of Jesus, and we have to trust that God is with us no matter what the circumstances look like. God is our shepherd. Stay tuned for more inspirational domain quotes with Angela Clayton Murray. Have a blessed day, and remember, God is love.
Governor John Bel Edwards here with a message to everyone. COVID-19 is alive and well in our state. No one, whether young or young at heart, is immune. As a result of an increase in cases and hospitalizations, Louisiana will remain in phase two for the next few weeks. Everyone, wear your mask, social distance, and wash your hands frequently. These measures help protect you, your loved ones, and community. Visit coronavirus.la.gov for more information. Thank you, and God bless.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
that's it right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just reward. Oh yeah.
to be. So I'll take a breath and take her by my side. We stand alone.
Detailing shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715. Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth, the new book by Alexandria native Shaniva Thomas. The book is inspired by life events and her faith in God that brought her through trials and tribulations. Shaniva is a kidney failure survivor, a proud mother of seven, a grandmother, a sister, and a friend. And her story needs to be told. Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth. Signed copies of Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth can be obtained Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Pool's Grocery, 605 Pacific Avenue in Boyce, Louisiana, and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Peacock Event Center, 1724 Bank Drive in Alexandria. Alexandria native Shaniva Thomas, author of Weeds of Life, Mastering Growth, is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Thank you. trust in God, it'll be all right. Come on.
Time we get so caught up in what we're going through till we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out, visit a hospital, MD Anderson, walk up and down those corridors, and I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? He has been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, do you know what He did? Yeah, He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah, it dries all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight into day. So I just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell him thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 It dries, 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 it dries. Every one of my tears away. Down.
tonight and today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, lift up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Some of y'all been mumbling, some of y'all been grumbling, but you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right, and you're all right, you ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is prayerfully seeking a full-time pastor. The candidate must be licensed and ordained in the Baptist faith and be a visionary with sound judgment and discernment, with at least 2 years of pastoral experience, with effective written and oral communication skills. Be growth-oriented and demonstrate financial responsibility and the ability to work effectively with people. To apply, please submit a current resume, 3 letters of recommendation, a copy of your license, or your ordination certificate, and a CD or DVD of a recent sermon. The email address is mobcpastorselect@gmail.com. The mailing address is the Mount Olive Baptist Church, P.O. Box 5864, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. The deadline is Friday, July 31st at 12 noon. The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
When you're hungry and don't want to wait in long lines, you deserve the VFW Post 8852 Daily Lunches, served at the Stomp and Save at 4806 Lee Street Extension. Great food, fast, safe, sanitary service. Mondays get meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn and cornbread. Tuesdays baked chicken, broccoli casserole, green beans and bread roll. Wednesdays red beans and rice with neck bones and cornbread. Thursdays spaghetti and meatballs, salad and breadsticks. Fridays fried catfish nuggets, french fries and hush puppies. Saturdays barbecue ribs, potato salad, dirty rice and bread roll. Sundays smothered pork chops, rice and gravy, sweet potato and cornbread. Meals are $8 every day, $10 on Saturday at the Stop and Save, 4806 Lee Street Extension. The VFW Post 8852, serving the community, is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. KAYT Lake Charles, 100.1.
She be living in defeat like time's up. She only know to run away, oh no. Every encounter is a mess, a monster. She never look it in the face, oh no. Water rising above her waist, struggling, looking down at the waves, drifting further away. I accept my fate, ready to drown till I hear some say.
may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
Ladies and gentlemen,